Good morning. Another warm and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England. Most locations starting off in the 60s, though some 50s out there, especially across the higher terrain. Either way, everyone will climb quickly through the 60s and 70s with hazy sunshine this morning, even some locally dense fog to start off. But with that sunshine this afternoon, temperatures will surge into the middle and upper 80s in most places, with some spots, especially in the valleys, touching the 90-degree mark. High pressure, both at the surface and aloft, remain in control of our weather picture across New York and New England today, and it looks like that high will eventually slide off the East Coast. This will continue to pump in more warmth and humidity into the night tonight as we only dip back into the 60s, and tomorrow high temperatures will be back into the 80s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where a deep trough of low pressure and an associated cold front will make their way in our direction. By the end of the day tomorrow, we do run the risk at a couple of pop-up showers and thunderstorms in the warmth and humidity, with that front drawing closer from the Great Lakes. As that front pushes through tomorrow night, a few more showers and perhaps a thunderstorm, but more importantly, a wind shift and much cooler air will begin to flow in. This will drive temperatures back down into the 50s by early on Thursday morning in most places, and then Thursday afternoon, highs will only be in the lower 70s, despite a return to sunshine and a stiff northwest breeze. In fact, cooler air will flow in for Friday and the weekend, with a little bit of instability in the air, a couple of passing showers Friday and Saturday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower and middle 60s. Back to full sunshine on Sunday and into early next week with highs more seasonable in the upper 60s to around 70. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Maria, located now about 210 miles southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Maria is moving toward the north near 7 miles per hour, and this general motion with some decrease in forward speed is expected through tonight. A turn toward the north-northeast is expected tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Maria will pass east of the coast of North Carolina during the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds are near 75 miles per hour with higher gusts. Continued gradual weakening is forecast during the next couple of days, and Maria is forecast to become a tropical storm tonight or tomorrow. Maria remains a large hurricane. Hurricane force winds extend outward of up to 105 miles from the center, and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 240 miles from the center. And as a result, tropical storm warnings have been issued from Bogue Inlet to the North Carolina-Virginia border. The Hurricane Center is also tracking Hurricane Lee over the open waters of the Central Atlantic Ocean, about 745 miles east of Bermuda. Lee has 100-mile-per-hour winds and is moving to the west at 10 miles per hour. A turn toward the west-northwest with some decrease in forward speed is forecast early tomorrow, followed by a turn toward the northwest by tomorrow evening. Lee is forecast to then turn northward and gradually increase in forward speed by Thursday. The hurricane is not expected to affect any major land areas. At Mount Washington this morning, 25 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 59 degrees with a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 0 degrees. In Albany on the hour, patchy fog and 67 degrees, the dew point 65, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.04 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s, Boston, increasing sun in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny, with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 91 degrees, a new record, breaking the record of 89 set back in 1970. The low temperature, 64. The average temperature, 78, that's 20 degrees above normal. No precipitation again yesterday, 34.37 inches for the year, which is 5.51 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low, 47. The record high, 89, set in 2007 and in 1920, and the record low, 29 in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:47 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:45 p.m., 11 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun, hot and humid today, with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, with areas of fog and lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy, hot, and humid today, with highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight, with areas of fog in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy, hot, and humid today, with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, with areas of fog in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, hot and humid today, with just the outside chance of a pop-up shower or storm, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, with areas of fog and lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of hazy sun and clouds today, hot and humid in the upper 80s to around 90. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy sun mixed with clouds, warm, humid, a late-day thunderstorm possible, middle 80s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and much cooler, lower 70s Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds, a passing shower possible both Friday and Saturday, otherwise dry in the middle 60s. And mostly sunny, pleasantly mild Sunday and Monday, upper 60s to around 70. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.